What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You know, I had a job interview once, and I went in, and the person asked me, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I knew it was I shouldn't say it, but I said prison.
Welcome back to Ozzie Confidential. I'm your host, Eugene S. Robinson. And what do we got this week? I'll tell you very simply. We got a one, Mr. Pericles Mostramos. All right, this is going to take a bit. I'm a huge fan of Gene Hackman. He came to my attention first and foremost with the 1970s flick, The French Connection. Fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. About a detective who's chasing an international drug trafficker through the streets of New York and fundamentally, eventually, to France. Great story, great movie. No more spoiler alerts. Watch it. Anyway, stuck in the back of my head, this idea, international drug trafficker. And then I see a newspaper kiosk. Man, arrested, selling drugs for his mother. Where? All over the globe. There's my international drug trafficker. Imagine that. Come on.
So he says in the beginning, you know, he goes, I can get you off in 6 years. I'm going, 6 years? Yeah. I go, for a first offense? I go, really? Yeah. And I have no meth, no guns, no cash, no coke, yeah. No heroin. Yeah. I go, 6 years? He goes, hey, man, I like to err on the side of caution and tell you the higher number than to tell you I'm going to get you off. And I go, well, that doesn't make me feel any better, to be honest with you. I'd rather you lie to me. As my mother fell into a deeper state of Alzheimer's, I had to pay her medical bills. You all of a sudden tack $5,000 onto your expenditures every month. Mm-hmm. That's got to come from somewhere.
All right.
Now, you can say, as some people have, you could have gotten another job. It's like, no, I don't think I could have, because I was working my butt off at the gym.
Right.
But the stress of her being in this facility.
So your mother's in a better care facility.
Better care facility. Her health is declining. I have a profitable gym,
yep.
as you know,
yep.
or I did.
Yep.
And the stress of, you know, her impending doom
yep.
Took a toll on me. Mm. It's not a huge amount, but that's on top of everything else. I had employees, I had rent,
yep.
I had a fiance, yep. I was taking care of her kid.
Yeah.
So it started off at $1,500 a month, went up. Every time she would get kicked out, it would have to go to a different level of care.
Why would she get kicked out?
One time she got kicked out because she was throwing rocks at cars. and you met my mother.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a tiny.
Yeah, yeah.
Another time she would walk down the hallways and just punch people in the face. My mother's like 4'10", you know. But that was the dementia, man. And she would yell and scream, and it just got progressively worse. And that's part of the disease. So she would get kicked out, would have to find a different, higher level of care. And as that happened, the cost went up.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into that.
You know, I was talking to Bruce Cutler, John Gotti's mouthpiece, his lawyer. And he said to me, look, only a fucking degenerate goes into crime, excepting three occasions. Unless you're poor, unless you're despairing, or it's part of your culture. In this instance, I'm going to go for despairing. So, every one of us, I imagine, if we think about our criminal proclivities, we have a good idea of the type of crime we'd be good at.
My own personal doctor would tell me, you know, steroids don't work. And I'm like, but they do. You're monitoring me. You know that they work.
But what he said is there have not been any studies done to prove that they work.
Correct. But he was a very smart man. I mean, what he was trying to do was to push me away from him.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, saying, you know, cocaine will not get you high. It's like, okay, but it will. So
your doctor was telling you no, trying to push you away. Where were you getting the steroids at this point?
You know, guys at the gym.
Okay.
That's how it started, guys at the gym.
All right.
And I think you know quite a few of them.
I do.
I think you know quite a few. Yeah, back in the day. I mean, you know, this is before they became, class 3
mm-hmm.
drug. This is when it was a misdemeanor to basically possess and sell
yeah.
and use or whatever. So we would make a lot of runs into Mexico, back in the heyday, mm-hmm. Mexico, and just stuff our pants. You know, come back. The one time I brought two friends down with me, it was Memorial Day. And we went in there, we bought about $5,000-$6,000 worth of stuff. So I divvied it up amongst us. You know, we had stuff in our crotch, pants, socks. And I think the pharmacist told the authorities, because at the border, it took us an hour just to get over walking. So out of a crowd, they picked two of us. Now, I was huge at the time, so it was kind of a bad idea. But I figured with all these many people, that there's no way that I'm going to be picked out of a crowd. Well, I was. And, you know, they found all this stuff. They gave me an option to pay a $500 fine. They would take the products. And if I never got in trouble again in 2 years, they would be expunged off my record. Or I can come back to court and fight it. So I obviously took the first option and we called it a day. So, but we were able. I mean, I had friends that would go down, put it in tires, drive back. It just didn't matter. It was a free-for-all.
Selling drugs is one thing. Selling enough drugs so that you get nabbed by the FBI, something else entirely.
I met a guy online. I was looking to get back into competing. He somehow got me to become partners with him. And then right after that, my mom was diagnosed. So we ramped up our operation.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from, 100 bottles a month to, when I was arrested, we were in the process of getting a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pill press.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing close to a mil a year.
So how did you, I mean, you're no chemist.
I am, and I'm not. Yeah, I mean, I don't have the formal training per se.
Okay,
but I'm a home chemist, if you will.
No, I mean, if somebody gives me a bunch of powders, I mean, I could put salt and pepper together.
It's not that you need. Steroids are not that hard to make. Granted, there's a learning curve,
right.
And you have to be careful about it. You have to be, sterile.
Yeah.
There's the stuff that is going into your bloodstream. Now, if it's an oral, it's not really as important, although it should be,
right.
Because your stomach acids will basically kill everything. Right. But there are solvents, there are antimicrobials that you put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You sterilize everything. And this being stuff that I also used, it made sense that I was extra careful.
So it was the idea that if you got the separate elements shipped, that you couldn't be busted for them because they were not combined into anything.
Oh, no, that's not the case. No.
Oh.
No, it's illegal.
Oh.
At that point, it was illegal.
So what was...
Right after Barry Bonds and the whole thing.
Right. So what was the benefit then of bringing in the...
Well, I'll tell you what. If I get 100 grams of, let's say, testosterone propionate, I can turn that 100 grams of raw powder
mm-hmm.
into 100 plus vials.
Ah, I got it.
Okay?
Okay.
For the cost,
right.
to me,
right.
of maybe $2 a vial.
Right.
I'm selling that stuff
yeah.
wholesale for 30.
Okay.
And that guy's turning around selling it for 60 and whatever else is going down the line.
So it's a good business.
Oh, absolutely. The profit margins are huge. But yeah, I just didn't realize at the time how much toll it took on me, having to deal with that. Because,
yeah.
I'm a big guy, I'm a big, strong man. I don't need, counseling. I don't need any of that shit. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
That's not the case. It eats you up inside.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It started off as a hobby, the making of the steroids. And then we moved on to other Vicodin, Ambien, Valium, Xanax.
So how did you decide to branch out to Vicodin and to...
Money.
Yeah, money.
Shit, you name it.
Coke?
No.
Okay.
I have to give myself very little credit. But where credit is due, I was not going to mess with coke. I was not going to mess with meth.
MDMA?
They said that I had MDMA. What I had was an analog.
Uh-huh.
So it was not MDMA, but it does test positive for MDMA.
Okay.
Now, it is nowhere near MDMA. It's not the quality, but it's one of those analogs.
Okay.
So.
Sold as ecstasy.
Technically, yes. I mean, if you want to be specific, yes.
You're doing business, you're about to move into a warehouse. The one day you wake up like any other day.
Well, I had a feeling for quite some time. My ex at the time was saying, you got to stop doing this shit. And, you know, I said, I know. But once the money starts flowing in, you know, you start to rationalize and justify things. You're like,
we're getting money, man.
We lived in Midtown Palo Alto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a quiet neighborhood. Yeah. I lived in a 10-unit apartment building, and we kept seeing this white van outside.
Yeah.
But it was out of place. It wasn't a newer van. Mm-hmm. It was just like a, it wasn't beat up, mm-hmm. but it's just a weird van, and you'd see it outside the house. But I had this uneasy feeling for over a month, and I was under observation, I think, for 3 or 4. They couldn't figure out what I was doing because I wasn't out in the open. None of my stuff took place in a face-to-face, hand-to-hand transaction. Mine was all mailed. So they see me leaving with bags every day. I go to the post office to like 3 or 4 different post offices, you know, 40, 30 packs at a time.
3 or 4 different post offices, why? Just because
you don't want to raise suspicion. I mean, you're mailing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know, if you mail 50 packs or 100 packs out of one post office, the chances that one might get seized are much greater.
Yeah, yeah.
But I knew every postal worker from... Palo Alto to, you know, San Francisco.
So the van is making you kind of, you say, that's kind of weird, but...
You're discounting it.
Oh, okay.
Brush it off.
But then there's a day.
Well, strangely enough,
You wouldn't see helicopters or planes. It's not like
No. I'll tell you the exact story. I remember this if it were yesterday. You don't forget this shit. I was laying in bed naked. I was watching, ironically, Law and Order, and I was drifting in and out of sleep. And I heard this knocking. I had my bedroom door closed. So I thought they were doing construction because they were doing construction next door. So I didn't pay any attention. And it kept going on. And what I didn't realize is they were yelling, police, you know, open the door, search warrant. So I walked out to hear what the noise was. And the door just blew off the hinges. ICE, DEA, Homeland Security, FBI and the local police department.
That's a fucking bad day.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm naked and they're like, get on the floor. I'm like, really, dude? Can I, you know, the first thing is like, I'm not doing, you know, you see I don't have any weapons.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Right, right.
You know, where am I hiding them?
Right.
Just relax, you know, I got nothing.
Yeah.
So they put me on the floor, they handcuffed me, you know, tore the house apart, said, where are the drugs? I go, really? there's like 5 huge boxes in the living room unopened. I go, right there.
Yeah.
But I mean, they tore the house up.
Yeah.
When I was arrested, there's $270,000 worth of stuff in my house.
You know, so I'm sitting here talking to this guy, talking to him, not separated by plexiglass, and I'm wondering, $1.2 million question, how'd he beat the rap?
So you show up in the court in a suit and you sit there and then they
say, well, we're going to move this for continuance next month. We'll see you next month. Mm-hmm. And this went on for years.
Well, wasn't that thing in there about the right to a speedy trial?
Well, yeah, but you don't want that.
You didn't want that.
No, you don't.
Why?
Well, because what happened was I had something that they call a safety net. Because I don't have a real criminal history, I'm able to provide them information as to how I ran my operation. They wanted to indict my girl, my fiance at the time. I said she had nothing to do with it, man. She didn't. She really didn't. And that's the God's honest truth. She wanted, in the beginning, she didn't even know. But that's how they get you to move on. So I spilled
the beans. She had five boxes in the living room. What did you tell me?
Right. No. Listen, I'm not saying she was non-complicit in that manner. But that came towards the end. In the beginning, she had no idea. Right. For the first couple of years, she had no idea. Yeah. As it ramped up, of course. Yeah. But she was the voice of reason, always telling me, you got to stop this. You got to get the shit out of the house. You got to do this. And I'm like, yeah. But, you're working. You're not sleeping. You're stressed out. That was the last of my concerns, and I thought I was smarter than law enforcement and everybody else, because again, we weren't dealing in face to face, and nobody knew.
Yeah.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Some of my best friends didn't know.
All right. So now, what you want to do is get. So what you're saying is you want to get a continuance, just to drag it out as long as possible.
Well, basically, because they want to see, are you able to reintegrate? Well, I never really. Was away from society in the sense I wasn't. This was not my main source of income. It was not my employment. It was not what I aspired to be.
Right.
This was a secondary thing for me, and it came out of necessity. Now I'd be lying to say that I didn't stay in it because of the money.
Right.
But this, I didn't wake up one day and go, you know what's missing out of my life? Drug dealing. I need to be a drug dealer. No, it came out of it was a necessity. But yeah, I'd be flat out lying to you and say that I didn't pursue it further because of the money that was coming in. And the thing with me was that I didn't sell shit.
Right.
It was top notch,
right.
Quality stuff.
Did you actually have a name for the business, or was it just?
No, we didn't. Yeah. There's no need to name that. Really?
But I mean, how do people? Oh, you have a screen name.
A screen name. The Mad Greek is what I want.
The Mad Greek.
In the end, we just kept whittling and whittling away. Looking back on it, it was very stressful. But those years that I was on pretrial, is they wanted to see, am I able to conduct myself in a manner consistent with what they're looking for?
Right.
So it's
purposeful on their part.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You don't realize it at the time. Yeah, yeah. You're like, when is this going to fucking end?
Yeah.
Because every month for a while, I had to go to court, man. Yeah. It's like the army.
Yeah.
They want to break you down.
Yeah.
Brainwash you and make you conform to their standards and their desires. Yeah. Once you do that, they leave you alone.
So this is a guy who walks up to the abyss, is almost claimed by the abyss, escapes the abyss. But what do you do after that? How do you square yourself with a non-abyss lifestyle?
Looking back on it, it all worked out for the best. That's how I met the company that I'm at now. I had 3 days to get a job or to volunteer.
Right.
And I actually ended up volunteering for a place in San Francisco that cleans the streets, works with the homeless.
Right.
Now, if you would have told me 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that I'd be cleaning up shit, needles, and garbage for $20 a day.
Yeah.
I tell you to go fuck yourself.
I would have thought, yeah.
But I tell you what, I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
I loved the people that I was working with. It made me feel better about myself. Mm. And I was giving back to the community. And now I actually work for the company in a different capacity.
Right.
But we're still working with the homeless, And so I'm glad for what I went through. I mean, it's definitely made me a stronger person.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do it all over again.
But But I still wonder, you know, is there anything about that high wire act that you miss? Just a little bit? Little bit? And if you do miss it just a little bit, how tempting is it to go back?
I don't have a grip on what it is that I want to do, you know, for the rest of my life. You know, I would have this hot, beautiful, smart girl that, you know, I would date, and all of a sudden I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I can do better. And, but there was nothing wrong with her. You know, in my mind, though, it's like, I got to go a step above. Why? Why? You know, enjoy the moment, enjoy the people you're with, enjoy where you're at. But what I don't miss is the stress, the sleepless nights. And then always in the back of your mind, there's always the thought of, fuck, what if I get caught? What if I get busted? You know, so that follows you around all day. You know, you try to put it out of your mind, go about your business. But if you're a reasonable human being, and you know, you're going to think about that. So I don't miss the stress. You know, I don't miss the guilt of being involved in that at all. You know, in retrospect, it might be, you know, a great thing that I did get busted. Because who knows what would have happened from there.
So there you go. Purpose-bound living, informing a man's entire existence, giving him succor and support, he says. I guess it sounds plausible, huh? I don't know if I believe it, but he believes it. And if it's like Candide, Voltaire's great book, and Dr. Pangloss says, if Dr. Pangloss says it is so, it must be so. So I guess I gotta believe him. Nah. Anyway, next up on Ozzy Confidential, a story about a Ms. Amy Bond, a good Mormon girl, found herself in Los Angeles with the intent of making it big in the film industry via pornography. What? Yeah, makes sense to me, kind of, sort of, in a certain kind of way. Next up on Ozzy Confidential. Hush, hush. Ozzy Confidential is produced by who else? Me, Eugene S. Robinson, executive produced by Rob Kulos, and mixed and engineered by Nick Johnson. And for more Ozzy Confidential, go to ozy.com/confidential. Oh, sure.